This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for March 2nd. Optimistic traders eagerly keeping an eye on China as there's been some talk of lifting the ban on the U.S. beef supply. Here's Virginia McCathy with the CME Group as she reports on the livestock market.
The cattle slipped a little bit today. There's a little bit of a run-up, and I think it got a little bit overdone, and that brought in all the profit-taking and really kind of pushed the market down and certainly kept it into check. Some of the traders are worried about there's a little bit too much supplies here, and that might be pressuring the market somewhat. You know, looking at the fundamentals right now, today is the first day of Lent, and we're expecting a slowdown in demand, and that certainly sent the feeders much lower.
Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day up 12 and a quarter at 471 and a quarter. Chicago July corn prices were up 8 and a quarter to finish the day at 389 and a quarter. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for June were up 12 and a half to 3, ranging from 480 and 3 quarters to 482. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for May were up 14.5, ranging from 563.5 to 573.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were up a quarter to 10.25, ranging from 676 to 691. August live cattle finished today up 57.5 cents at 102.55. May feeder cattle were down $1.25 at 123.40. May class 3 milk was down 31 cents at 15.98. Thanks for tuning into the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.